Just this past week, I was listening to Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan, you know, as we do every day, on Boston Public Radio here at WGBH. And one of my favorite segments, it certainly is, when they invite writer and internationally acclaimed journalist Charlie Sennett to come on and talk about global politics and his perspective on global politics, often juxtaposed with what's happening here in the US, of course. That is a weekly feature on Jim and Marjorie. Charlie is the creator of the Ground Truth Project, which is an intriguing not-for-profit project that looks at journalism in a way very different to traditional approaches out there. As it says in its mission statement, the Ground Truth Project seeks to restore journalism from the ground up by supporting the next generation of journalists through field reporting that serves undercover corners of the United States and indeed the world, hence the name, the Ground Truth Project. On with Jim and Marjorie, Charlie Sennett spoke of this time of year particularly, the religious holidays associated with it, Easter, Passover, and upcoming Ramadan. I myself was lucky enough to spend a fair amount of time in Jerusalem in the early 1990s, where I was involved in music promotion at a very heady time in the history of that part of the world, just post-Oslo Accords and pre-assassination. As a journalist, Charlie Sennett lived in Jerusalem with his family for quite a number of years, and in fact, two of his four kids, he tells us, were born there. I called him up this week and asked Charlie to expand those thoughts on the three faiths, their spring holidays, including what we are celebrating primarily today on a Celtic sojourn, Easter.
I think there's so much that binds these three Abrahamic faiths together, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, which is going to soon be celebrating Ramadan starting April 23rd. The holy month of Ramadan will begin for Muslims. And I think these three Abrahamic faiths share this understanding through these three different kinds of celebrations, a journey that takes you from a challenging place, sort of generally speaking, it takes you from this challenging place into a better place. So what I mean by that is if you think about Passover and you think about what it means in the Jewish tradition, it really is about a journey out of slavery from Egypt, fleeing these plagues that have been inflicted upon Egypt and going forward to find a new land and a new way of celebrating their faith in a promised land. That journey of freedom, it just seems so incredibly and powerfully relevant right now to trying to understand where we are in this current plague.
That's Charlie Sennett of the Ground Truth Project reflecting on the power, the sheer human and historical heft, if you will, of the three Abrahamic faiths, as he calls them. And especially, of course, at this time of the year, how they are intrinsically linked one to the other.
For Christians at Easter, I think it's a similar story of a journey. And of course, there's an intimate connection between the Passover Seder and the Last Supper of Jesus and that time of year and what it means for Christians. And thinking about Judaism as the older brother of Christianity, and you think about Easter for Muslims, the holy month of Ramadan is a time of self-reflection, of prayer, and of course, fasting from dawn to dusk. And a time when they really focus on the central tenets of their faith. We're suddenly forced in these three faith traditions to do these very communal celebrations, times when we come together for generations across time to come together to celebrate. We have to be separated this year. We have to, as a planet, think about not joining our families, not being with loved ones, because it's the better and safer thing to do. And there's just a time to step back and maybe a little bit more quietly than normal reflect on the real meanings of these traditions. And I don't think you have to be fervently religious to think about the meaning of these faiths and what they say to so many people who worship them throughout the world. If you think about the meanings that are involved in these faiths, there's a lot to be learned in the way they can inform this moment of pandemic and of a global pandemic that is also a chance to come together.
A chance to come together, and at this time of COVID, how less important are our differences and how more important are our similarities as humans? We are, after all, in an existential crisis right now, experiencing the same anxieties the world over. The differences, it seems, more underscored by, well, what we're reading about, social and economic inequities, vast social and economic inequities, including right here in our own country, much more important and in the scheme of things than belief systems or theologies. We spoke with Charlie Sinnott from his home in Harvard, Mass. He is heard weekly on Boston Public Radio, Jim and Marjorie, every weekday, and runs a fascinating organization that is, in my opinion, the new face of international journalism, the Ground Truth Project. More at thegroundtruthproject.org. I'm Brian O'Donovan, and you're listening to a special program of Music for Easter, spiritual music for this time of the year, for spring, if you will. We are offering a playlist of music for your Easter. You can send me an email, celtic@wgbh.org, and just put Easter or spring in the subject line, and we will send you a link. This is WGBH.